Blog Talk Radio.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country. Waiting here for you.
Hi, this is Nashville record producer Kim Copeland. Welcome to In the Country, an Artist Insights exclusive production, bringing you up close and personal interviews with your favorite country music stars. Now here's the host of In the Country, Dave Woods.
And welcome to this Thursday, September 17th edition of In the Country. I'm your host, Dave Woods. Special thanks to Robert Moody for all his help with today's show. On today's show, we have a very special group called Fifth Gear, young, talented, and putting on great shows across Ontario. They are known as the next generation of country music, and we'll be speaking with a few of the members of the group today to find out what they're up to and what their sound is all about. On the line, we've got Allie, Brett, and Spencer. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, and yourself?
Awesome, doing well here. Looking forward to speaking with you. I've had a chance to hear some of your songs and check out your MySpace site, so it looks like a lot of good things are going on. Maybe I'll start asking you, Allie, how Fifth Gear was formed.
Well, it started as, actually, I met Rod at a show that would be our drummer, and I met him, and I introduced him to all the rest of the band, and we got him to join as our drummer, and Spencer knew our fiddler, Spencer knew Brett, and he got Brett to come out to a practice, and we knew our bassist, Matt, ever since we were, like, younger.
Isn't that great? And so when you first got together, was it decided that it would be a country group as opposed to some other kind of music?
Well, I've been singing since I was four, and I've always been singing country, so it's kind of what just kind of happened.
We kind of took over Spencer. He was into metal, and then we were like, Spencer, no.
You brought him over to the countryside.
Yeah, yep. I grew on him.
Brought him over to the good side.
There you go, exactly. Now, who are some of your influences? We'll start with you, Allie, growing up. You mentioned country. What were some of the artists you were listening to?
My all-time favorite is Reba McEntire. She is my hero as a singer. And actually, the one that actually got me started to singing was my cousin Jackie and her sister Veronica. They always pushed me to sing, and that's who got me singing. But I always looked up to Reba McEntire.
Isn't that great? So it sounds like you started singing when you were really, really young. Was it, like, what age would it have been?
3, 4.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a long time ago.
How old are you now?
I just turned 16.
Oh, wow. And I think you guys are all around the same age. Are you all 16, 17?
Well, Brett's 18 and I'm 18.
18, right. Okay. So.
And I'm so we got 16. I'm the baby of the group.
You're the young one. And of course, we should give a shout-out with a couple of members aren't with us tonight for the show. Is that Rod and?
Matt.
Rod and Matt, okay.
Yeah, Matt's 18 and Rod's 17.
Awesome. Now, let's turn things over to Brett, and I know you're the big fiddler in the group. So, Brett, how did you get started with music?
Well, actually, I've taken classical training since I was young. My neighbor was a violinist, and it just started from there.
Wow. And so, do you remember how old you were when you first picked up the fiddle and started playing?
Probably around 8 years old. I wish I would have started here, but...
So you've been doing it for about 10 years. Have you been taking lessons all along, or are you done with lessons now?
I have taken lessons all along, and now I'm just slowing down on them.
And who are some of your influences growing up musically or vocally and any fiddle players?
Well, I played with a bluegrass band for quite some years, and that's what really got me into country and stuff like that.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Who are some of your in the bluegrass field? Any names that we might know or that are big within bluegrass that might have influenced you?
Alison Krauss. I listen to her quite a bit.
Yeah, she's got a great voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really cool. Now, Spencer, you're the lead guitarist of the group, and how long have you been playing guitar?
About 5 years now.
Oh, wow. And who would be some of your influences? Do you have some people play the guitar that you look up to?
Well, I started as a kind of hard rock guy and metal guy and then just started getting into the country. But if I had to say right now, I'd probably be Brad Paisley.
Oh, that's great. And what is there anything about his guitar playing that you really like?
Oh, he's really fast and clean, and he doesn't need distortion or anything to sound that good.
Right on. That sounds good. And it sounds like when you guys are all together, you really have a great sound. Listening to a couple of songs that we've got and we'll be sharing with our listeners, it really comes together. Do you guys all feel pretty good on stage?
Yeah, we interact with one another, and it's just a good old time.
So there's a lot of energy, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we're running all around.
Yeah, we have to tie alley sometimes.
Do you have a pretty good following now in your area as far as regulars sort of who come back, either family members or fans and friends and all that sort of are regulars at the shows?
Yeah, we have a lot of family and friends that come and watch us, and wherever we go, we tend to draw in a pretty good crowd.
That's great. And Allie, as a vocalist, you've been in a bunch of different competitions, and it looks like you've won a few of them. Tell us about being in those talent shows and how that felt.
Well, I've never been the type that really gets nervous before anything, so I just pretty much pick songs, go out there, sing, hope for the best, and whatever the outcome is, I'm pretty satisfied with.
So you don't get any of the butterflies beforehand? You're pretty relaxed when you go on stage?
Oh, I don't get nervous. One
wow. Time. So that's pretty rare.
Yeah, well, I like to think of it as a positive thing.
Oh, definitely. No, it's good. Good, because a lot of times the nervousness will hold somebody back or they'll freeze up, so that's you can just go out and be yourself and give it all you've got.
Yeah.
Now, what about songwriting? Has the group done any songwriting at this point?
Well, we used to. We do have a couple original songs, but right now we're in the works of writing some songs.
Okay. And are you planning on working towards a CD of 10 or 12 songs for everyone to purchase?
Yeah, that would be that's our goal right now, and we hope to achieve it. It just takes a little time with all of our busy lives.
For sure. You guys got school on the go, obviously, and other activities. So is it tough to find time to fit the music in to do practices and that?
Yeah, it is. I play basketball, so I have tournaments a lot on the weekend, but we always have practices every Sunday, and Brett plays soccer, and we manage to make it work.
Oh, that's good.
Spencer cuts lawns.
There's a good money-making business, cutting lawns, a lot of those around.
Yeah. I wish
good for you. Yeah, it just goes to show you're busy with other stuff, so you've got to sort of make time for the music, and that's great that you do. So I want to share one of the songs with our listeners right now, the first song called Wheel of Love. I'll let you, Allie, tell us a bit about the song and maybe the story behind it before I play it for everyone.
Well, I know this is really bad, but I forget the original maker's name of that wrote the song. but he gave it to us, and we totally remade it. We kept the lyrics the same, but we fit them for as a girl because I'm a girl singer. And we fit them appropriate for me, and then we changed the guitar and the drumming completely different, and we just remade it to our own fifth gear style.
Oh, that's cool. And have you played this live?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And you get a pretty good response from the crowd?
Yep.
That's awesome. Well, I'll share it now with our listeners. This is Fifth Gear with Wheel of Love here on In the Country. And that's Wheel of Love from our guest, Fifth Gear, here on In the Country. And we're speaking with Allie, the lead singer, Brett, the fiddler, and Spencer, the lead guitarist of the group. And guys, I wanted to ask you if you came from musical families, and we'll start with Allie. Is there a lot of music in your family, Allie?
Yeah, mainly on my mom's side of the family, we're all pretty musical. My cousins sing, and my aunt sings, and I guess you could say we're a musical family.
So they must be pretty happy being able to come out and see you at shows and seeing that you're pursuing this dream.
Yeah, now, like, my grandparents don't even come to watch me. They come to watch Brett because they like his fiddling so much.
That's pretty cool.
Not even all about Brett.
He's the big star. He's stolen the show, has he?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So,
all
Brett,
the little...
you're too nice.
Oh, yeah? So, Brett, what about you? Is the fiddle playing, is that part of your family and music in general?
Well, my parents kind of say it skipped a generation because I have two fiddles handed down from my great-grandparents on both sides of the family, so...
Oh, wow.
Kind of nice.
Yeah, that's nice to be able to have those sort of as mementos, I guess, or special... special memories with those?
Yep.
So had you, who were some of your other, you talked about the bluegrass influences. Is there any other, like a fiddler out there that we might know of that, I know that we're going to be listening to a song shortly called Devil Went Down to Georgia and your fiddle, and that sounds amazing.
Oh, thank you. I really like what the Dixie Chicks do.
Yeah,
for sure.
How they incorporate the fiddle into their sound?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that has a real nice country flavor to any song. Whether it's up-tempo, I was at a concert recently, and I noticed it, whether it was an up-tempo song or a ballad, the fiddle really made a difference in the song.
Yeah, it sets the mood sometimes. It can be sad and fast, angry, you know.
Yeah, it covers all the bases. And what about you, Spencer? Music in your family?
My dad was in a band. And he basically got me started. He was a bass player in a band, and he started teaching me bass, and then I upgraded to lead guitar.
Oh, wow.
But, I also had a grandfather that was a very big musician. He'd play any instrument you could give him. But
real natural talent, eh?
Yeah.
Just to be able to pick up any instrument, and that takes a lot of talent.
Yeah, I'm starting to get that way. I can pick up the drums. I got a banjo, too. And I've been learning everything.
And what does it take to be a great lead guitarist? Is there a certain quality or a certain something you've got to have?
Well, I think you got to have good rhythm to start and good timing. And then just keep working, learning more, never stop learning.
That's a good point, for sure. Yep, there's always something new to learn with music. Now, I wanted to ask all of you, I've talked to some guests about this before. At your age, a lot of people at your same age might not be into country music. Can you give me a general sense of how some of your friends feel when, you know, obviously you do country music, and do they get into it? If some of them aren't, can you kind of sway them over?
Well, the group that I hang around with, they all love country music because, like, a lot of them are all farmer kids, and that's pretty much all they listen to and what they grow up on. But you listen to either rap or you listen to country. That's at least with the people that I hang around with.
Okay.
The people I all hang around with, they're all metalheads. So,
so they haven't quite come over to the countryside yet.
Yeah. I'm working on it.
Good for you.
Yeah, everyone really makes fun of country music like they used to do when I was younger.
What's that?
When I was, like, younger and doing all the singing competitions, people kind of looked down upon country music, and they're all into, like, the pop and hip-hop stuff. But
right.
I've always liked country, and I've never really let their opinion influence what I like.
That's awesome. And do you find some of them listen to a mixture? You were talking about hip-hop and country. Would the same people listen to each, kind of, so they got the broad range, or is it just one or the other?
I'd say it's a pretty big range. Like, no one really doesn't like something. People are pretty open-minded now.
That's cool. Yeah, that's good to know that people are open-minded and will listen to a whole mixture of stuff. Because there's a little bit of good in everything. Even if you don't like one specifically, you'll find something good in all of it, you know, potentially. Now, I want to share a great remake you guys do of The Devil Went Down to Georgia, of course, featuring the great fiddle from Brett and Allie on vocals, Spencer and the whole gang. Now, of course, we know this was a big hit for the Charlie Daniels Band way back. Can you tell us why you guys chose to do a version of it?
Well,
Brett was able to play it, and we were all amazed.
And if there's one song that anyone in general would ask me to play, it would be that song, and it just grew on
and
me.
And everybody knows that song.
And everybody loves that song.
Yeah, it's a popular one. And, of course, like you say, you've got to have the right kind of fiddle player to do it because it's pretty fast. Is it one of the trickier fiddle songs, Brett?
It's not too – well, when it starts out, you think it's pretty hard, but eventually you get it under your hands and it just becomes a part of you.
That's great. That's a cool song. It features the fiddle terrifically in it and vocals and everything. So I'll share that with our listeners now. This is The Devil Went Down to Georgia from our guests, Fifth Gear, here on In the Country. And that is The Devil Went Down to Georgia, performed by our guest, the group Fifth Gear, here on In the Country. And we're speaking with Allie Walker, Brett, and Spencer from that group. Now, guys, is there anybody in the country music field that you each would like to work with, either doing a duet or performing on stage with?
For me, it would for sure be Reba McEntire, no questions asked.
Did you catch her on the CCMA Awards last week?
I sure did.
That was awesome. Great performance from her.
A really good performance.
Now, what about you, Brett? Who would you like to work with?
I think I'm going to have to form an alliance with Spencer because I think Brad Paisley is one of the best of all time in my
mind. That'd be pretty cool to be up there on stage with him, eh? Performing with his band?
Yeah, just to play with him would be an honor. Like,
Would you have any question you'd think of you could ask him besides better guitar techniques?
There's so many questions, but it would all revolve around teach me how.
Yeah, he can sure entertain and perform and write some great as well.
Yeah.
What about concerts? Have you guys seen any pretty amazing concerts that have left an impression on you lately?
To be 100% honest with you, I haven't really went to a concert in my life. And
wow.
It's very I was supposed to go see Keith Urban, but I'm not anymore. But if I could go see a concert, I would probably pick Raymond McIntyre, Alan Jackson, or Brooks and Dunn.
Now, that'd be cool.
I went and saw Brad Paisley, Rodney Atkins, Taylor Swift at one concert here in Canada. And I also saw Keith Urban.
Oh, wow. And pretty impressed with those concerts?
Oh, very impressed. Brad Paisley, he can fly on that guitar.
For sure. Now, wanted to ask you guys if you had any advice for fans, anybody in 16, 18, same age as all of you, what advice you would give them to help them in the music business. And we'll start with you, Allie, and then we'll go to Brett and then Spencer.
I would tell them to, if they have a dream within, like, the musical career, don't ever let go of that dream and to keep going for it and aim for the sky because the sky is the limit. And don't ever let go of your dreams because if you let go of your dreams, then you're letting go of your life.
That's great advice. What about you, Brad?
I think you should definitely keep an open mind with what you're going to play and... Everyone has goals, and just we're all guilty of having goals to play in Nashville.
Oh, wow. So that's one of your dreams to end up in Nashville at some point?
I could say that, definitely.
That'd be cool. It's such an inspiring place, and I know all the guests I've talked to who've gone down there, either just to visit or to live, they're totally inspired by the whole amount of music that's in that place. So that's a great goal.
Yeah.
What about you, Spencer?
Well, I'd have to say don't be afraid to play whatever style of music you'd like to play. And
follow your dreams. That's what you got to do. Follow your dreams.
And don't take judgment too harshly because you can always improve.
Never stop learning.
Great advice. Now, when you're getting ready for your CD to put it together, is there a way you would describe sort of the sound you're going for or the sound you'll want for that CD and the type of songs, like sort of old-fashioned country, new country, rock country? How would you describe it?
I would describe it as we aim for, like, a rockier country-type sound. But, yeah, like, we like to keep it clean at the same time.
So sort of edgier stuff, but still family-friendly.
Yeah. We'll take, like, older songs and do our own rockier version of them, such as Devil Went Down to Georgia.
That's a great idea. And people, like you said earlier, people love to hear that song, and yet you can put your own spin on it and kind of make it feel fresh.
And there's also a song like that, Brett, it's a fiddle song called Orange Blossom Special. Like, we took that, it's an older song, and we remade it to our own version as well.
A bit rockier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a great classic. So you guys, and you got a good response from that as well in concert?
Yeah, everyone... It's Brett. Everyone loves Brett. They don't love the band. They love Brett. They love
So this, so it should be renamed Brett and Fifth Gear.
Pretty much is how it is.
It's all about Brett. That's good to know. The fiddle player is very important.
We need Allie there for someone to look good. So.
That's awesome. Now, projects or tours, where can we find you? What's ahead for you in the next, say, 6 months?
There's been talk of us traveling across Canada next summer for a tour. It's still being talked about. We're not sure of anything yet, but we're hoping that we do get to go on the tour because that would just be amazing. And
wow, what a great experience.
And we just play pretty much local shows anywhere in Ontario. We went from here in the boonies where I live all the way to up north in North Bay and played before too.
And what area do you guys live in, just for our listeners to know?
It's near London, St. Thomas. Do you know where that is?
Yep.
2 hours from Toronto.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right on.
We all live in Elmer. It's a very little town.
We all
right
got
on. Yeah, I've heard of that. And is it pretty much farmer stuff, farmland there you guys live on?
You can't even look across. Like, I have a field in my backyard. You can't even look out the window without seeing a field.
Wow, that's really neat. Now, before we go, I just want to let you have an opportunity to tell us where we can find you on the Internet.
You can go to our MySpace, myspace.com/fifthgearcountry. You can look at us there and hear some of our songs and pictures.
And that's Fifth Gear with 5th.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, guys, we're getting set to wrap up. I want to thank you for coming on, Allie, Brett, and Spencer. It's been great talking with you and sharing your music. And I wish Fifth Gear all the best in the future.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, and good luck.
Awesome. Appreciate that. Hope to talk to you again down the road.
All right. You have a nice night.
My guests today have been Allie, Brett, and Spencer. They are part of the group Fifth Gear, along with Rod and Matt. I'm Dave Woods. In the Country is an Artist Insights exclusive production.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country.